So how did you get along with some of the other kids in school?
You did what you could. We all brought biscuit. See, hey, man, let me tell you something. Back in then, a homemade biscuit, a biscuit and ham, and all they laughed at it. Oh, God, they laughed at it. Okay, up on the schoolhouse, one time the teacher said, "We're going to all spread our lunch." I never forget it. I hide my Irish potato biscuits and my ham biscuits. I didn't take them down there. I'm not kidding you about this. And I went down there, and they had all that old loaf bread and everything. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And I was so embarrassed with my biscuit. But now times have changed, and my biscuit is the most important thing in the world.
Right.
And smoke, they used to say, you smell like smoke. A fireplace now is wonderful. You see what I'm talking about? Right. Oh, man, it's changed. It's changed so drastic. Oh, God, it's changed.
Well, I know as a young boy living on a farm, things were probably real slow and could have been boring. What would you do as a young boy for entertainment?
Good God Almighty. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Children today, they say, what can we do? Man, let me tell you something. On Saturday, we was quiet. And we'd get the hell out of the house before the daddy come up there and assigned us to a duty to do. I'm not kidding you, man. If he saw you standing around up there, he'd say, go down yonder and pull them weeds off of that terrace. See? But, man, we'd get up and we'd ease out of the house. And I'd go out there to the meat house. Now, listen to me now. I'm telling you the truth. I'd go out there to the meat house, and I'd cut me a great big old piece of country cured ham off. Right now, that country cured ham probably costs you $35. But I'd cut a piece of it off. And I'd get my air rifle, and I'd get some salt. And I'd go, and I'd ease out of the house. And I'd go down to the woods so my daddy couldn't see me. We'd go down there, and we would fish. And by dinner, I'd take that big old piece of ham with that salt in it. And I'd stick a stick in it. And I'd stick it down in the water. And let the water run over it. Take up some of the slack. Salt. See? And then we would shoot us some birds with a little air rifle and catch us some fish. But a lot of times, by the time lunch came, we wouldn't even need that salt ham. So we'd just take the stick out and let it go. It was unimportant, you see?
Right.
But man, we stayed out of the house. Now, kid, talking about, Mama, what can I do? And they were the children. The fathers, mothers, terrible. Man, all that had done was a farm to that had said, go down yonder and pull those plant weeds from those terrace. Pull it off. And you better do it too, boy.
You told me when I was a kid, you said something about you built a Ferris wheel. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, man. Man, let me... Man, I built me a Ferris wheel. All right, let me explain to you how I built it. Take a great big old ladder, you know, and then middle ways put a hole through it, and then extend it up on some post, and put seats at the end of it that would traverse around. That's how I built my Ferris wheel. Man, that was the greatest thing that ever happened in Boogabot. We didn't have but one car come through there a week, and that was a mailman. He stopped. He come down there. He said, good God Almighty, why didn't I think of that myself? But that Ferris wheel was totally effective. Now, bear in your mind what I'm trying to tell you. A huge ladder with suspension during the middle and post, and then seats on the end of it. It really, really worked. We used to get pecans dynamite in my place, and I used to charge them for pecans, and then I'd charge them right on the Ferris wheel. So, needless to say, I was a success.
Right. You keep mentioning the word booger bottom. What exactly was booger bottom?
Nobody knows what booger bottom was. Booger bottom came in somehow. They told me that a man named Rule Lynch opened the place, and he said, "What are you going to call your place, Brother Lynch?" He said, "Booger Bottom, and I'm the greatest booger in it." I don't know this. That was just words. But I do know that I took the word booger bottom. I wrote a song about it. I sent it to Nashville. Chet Atkins accepted the song. RCA produced it. And we put booger bottom on the map to such degree that on Sunday there was only driving room only.
That's good. What would you do as a young boy for extra money?
Like I said, I had a picture show. I opened up a picture show. Opened up a canvas. And I also, one of the best picture shows I've had was I took a gallon jug, I filled it full of water, and on the back side of it, I would put pictures. And it was amplified with a light, the back of it. And I had my guitar back there, and I would hit my guitar strings, and I also had a lantern, and I would flicker it, you know, for the what-have-yous. And I had male and female on a straw, and I made my own show. So therefore, I had a picture show. I've had that. I sold candy. I sold cigarettes. And if they didn't like that, then I'd get my guitar and get up on the stage and I'd sing to them.
All right.
So needless to say, I own a lot of the money. And I still do.
Right. Tell me about Christmas time on your farm.
Honey, Christmas was sacred. Oh, God, was it sacred. Ooh, you ain't never. Listen, people today, Christmas is nothing but a happening, a saying, a thought. In my days, Christmas was the most wonderful thing that ever happened to the human race. Man, oh God, was it wonderful. Christmas was something that was far outrageous. An orange on Christmas was sucked for 3 days. I'm not kidding you. I used to get an orange and I used to open it. I used to suck a little bit of it and put it up. But the most important thing was the firecrackers. Man, just the smell of firecrackers. You know, one time, my father, he knew that Christmas was here. And he knew that they didn't have anything for us. We was all excited, me and all my sisters. Oh, God, it's Christmas. Oh, God, it's Christmas. We were so excited. So just before 12 o'clock, he took the gun. He went out in the yard, and he fired it. We was listening. Something was wrong. He came back into the house. He said, "Children, there won't be any Christmas this year. Santa Claus has committed suicide."
I bet that bothered you, though, as a kid. That probably devastated you.
Well, we just accepted it because Daddy was God. He was everything. He wasn't only this, that. He was it. Whatever he said was the utmost.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, you said that you were born during the later stages of the Depression. Did that affect your family?
No more than that, than any other family. It affected the family only in the simple hog-killing days, pea-picking days. Man, God Almighty, I wish I could just bring people back to those days. Pea-picking days. All right, now listen, on hog-killing days, it was the most dramatic time of my life because I would get a hog bladder. To take the bladder out, and you put a cane reed in it, and you blow the bladder up, and you would have yourself a basketball. And look, man, that thing would last forever and ever. Man, the day that my basketball got a hole in it from the hog bladder was the day of sadness, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. When hardship would hit your family, did the neighbors try to help each other out?
No. There was no saying when hardship hit the family, did the neighbors try to help out? They already were there before hardship occurred. That was the days before insurance. And we are going back to those days. Insurance companies cannot keep going the way they are. They're going broke. It's only I love you and you love me. That's where it's coming.
Right.
It's coming. Okay.
Well, that's
it's coming.
Okay. Is there anything else that, as far as the mischief of what you did on a farm as a boy, that you would like to talk about?
God. It was so much. It was so much. My education occurred on the farm. My education didn't occur between there and the sixth grade of high school. I got my education on the farm. I got my education out behind the barn, and that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. So many people don't get that education out behind the barn, and that's the reason so many people grow up today that they are stupid. And they get out and they go out and they blow each other's brains out because they've got no basic education. Right. They need barnyard education.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
A lot of sense. All right.